This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plus years that we have worked together. He is enjoying some time off. Well deserved, my friend. We haven't heard from him, so he's either having a great time or we need to do something. We need to send help. But taking over for him, I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. And ladies, it was a crazy night for the Chicago Cubs and Chicago Cubs fans. World Series kicked off, game number one. And the Chicago Cubs, after they shut out the Dodgers for the last few games, didn't look so good. They have another chance to respond tonight when they take on the Cleveland Indians, but the Cleveland Indians beat them 6-0.
Yeah, they were in Cleveland, right?
Yes.
They were.
So are they in Cleveland again tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully.
It'll be two games in Cleveland, three in Chicago, and then back to
Cleveland.
That's
what I'm hoping. Like, hopefully when they go to Chicago, we'll see. I mean, hopefully tonight we'll see a bit more of a game, but hopefully when they go to Chicago, when they're in their home turf, we'll see more competition.
Yeah, the big guns. Chicago's going to do their, for pitching tonight, their Cy Young winner from 2015, Jake Arrieta. So that should be interesting to see how he does in the matchup.
It was not a good night to be a Chicago fan. I watched the game last night and it just kept getting worse and worse for Chicago. But you know, it's interesting. I asked my boyfriend last night, we were watching the game, and I said, you know, why did they start in Cleveland? Who decides that? And I got a weird answer. So apparently whoever wins the All-Star game determines who has home field advantage to start off the World Series.
National League.
That seems really wrong, right? Because players,
it's been a tradition.
But players on teams who aren't relevant actually can decide who gets home field advantage. That seems like you should go by your record for the year, and whoever had the better record, which was Chicago, right? That Chicago should have started with home field advantage just because they had a much better record.
They got home field throughout the playoffs, though, so I don't feel too sorry for them because during the playoffs.
You're rooting for Cleveland, right?
No, I'm actually rooting for the Cubs. But during the early team matchups, during the early playoff matchups, it's whoever had the best record that will get home field advantage. I like to honor tradition. That's kind of what the stake is when they go to the All-Star game. I mean, otherwise, it's just sort of a break and people sort of play, you know, for their own record, for their own home run record or whatever. People just kind of play to show off. Mm-hmm. I think there's one thing that comes out of the World Series All-Star game that's serious, and that is that the divisions battle for home field advantage. It's kind of fun.
Would I be wrong if I said that that's the only sport that where the All-Star game actually matters? Consequences, because the consequences are, you know, for the World Series, that could make or break a series. If a team gets off to a bad start because they don't have home field advantage. I mean, if you look at like All-Star or if you look at the All-Pro football game in Hawaii that no one pays attention to every year, especially I don't, or even in hockey or any other sport, it just seems like baseball's All-Star game has the only weight behind it.
I'm not sure. You can tweet us. Let us know at DJ V Show, or you can let us know on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. Let us know. I think it might be baseball that only has like some real life consequences, but we will take your comments. You can also give us a call, 888-302-DUG, 888-302-DUG, and let us know if you can fill us in, because hey, we just play experts here on the radio. All right. Also, basketball season kicked off, and I know it was like a big sports night. That was almost the ultimate story of the day, aside from politics. So who won the first game of the NBA season?
It was the Cavs, 117-88. Sorry, Knicks.
Yeah.
So the Cleveland Cavaliers played the Knicks, and I think this is expected, right? The Cavs just came off they won the whole thing just a few months ago, so good for them for keeping it up.
Well, but yeah, I mean, before the jump off, they had, you know, they were all awarded their 6.5-carat rings. Did you see how big those rings are?
There are a lot of bling going on.
I mean, when you're given 400 diamonds and rubies in which rubies are, you know, expensive and difficult to find, mostly because of Burma, but that's a jewelry comment. But when you're starting out with a 6.5-carat ring, you're going to play at the top of your game, I would guess.
You would hope so. Get a little, unless you're like so distracted, the bling is like taken away from your eyesight. Also going on with the basketball season, the Orlando Magic, they're dedicating their home opener today to the 49 victims of the Pulse nightclub massacre. If you remember, it was just a few months ago. It's funny how we forget. It was only June the 12th when that city was mourning those mostly men that passed away in that attack, that terrorist attack at the Pulse nightclub. Several tributes are planned, including a video highlighting the city's unity, a moment of silence, and honoring the first responders who went to the scene of the shooting on June the 12th. The Magic's going to also host the survivors, the family members, Pulse employees, and they'll raise a banner in the arena filled with the names of the victims who were killed that night. So Orlando doing a good job at paying tribute to these people that were so hugely affected. Their lives changed just by trying to go out and have a little bit of fun on a night out on the town. They are playing the Miami Heat tonight. Miami Heat is also getting involved with this. They'll be part of the tribute. Their players, coaches, and staff are visiting a hospital near the nightclub to meet survivors. So kind of
That's a cool story there.
Yeah. Now, if you're wondering why your fantasy football team is just horrible this year, as I am, I was so excited to score Russell Wilson as my quarterback, and I've been thinking, okay, is it the knee injury? Is it the ankle injury? What is going on? I mean, the guy is averaging me maybe 9 points, right? I've been benching him for Philip Rivers on San Diego. Well, news is out. It's maybe because his wife is pregnant. They just got married. Sierra is his wife, and they're expecting their first child together.
Which is wonderful, but you're right. That might, maybe he's been distracted.
It'll be wonderful. I'll be excited for them during the off season. Right now, we'll play some football, Russell. I mean, come on.
Right. Ooh, yeah.
Well, you know, he had done, I mean, their romance was very highly publicized, and they had this vow of chastity before they got married, and so everybody was sort of thinking, okay, what's going to happen after? Is his performance going to play after? He was playing a certain way while he was without. Will he be playing a certain way with? And I think that it's changed, that's for sure. Maybe it's that he's trying not to get hurt now that he knows he's going to be a daddy.
Yeah, could be. Ooh. Well,
all right, we'll continue to follow it at DJV Show on Twitter or facebook.com/DJV Show. It's 15 past the hour.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Right now, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Oleg Cassini, Julie Zegposen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale ends November 1st. Hurry in to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hour on air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Dougie on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. And some news that I've been watching all week long. If you've been paying attention to media, to your local news, maybe you watch local national news on CNN or Fox, MSNBC. There's been a lot of talk about SIDS, and this story kind of a little scary. If you're getting ready to have a baby, maybe you just had a baby, maybe your kids are getting ready. Maybe you're getting ready to be a first-time grandparent. The American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending that infants sleep in the same bedroom as their parents up until the child turns 1 year old. That doesn't mean that infants should be sleeping in their parents' bed. That's kind of dangerous all unto itself. But it should mean that they sleep on a firm surface like a crib or in a bassinet in the parents' bedroom. Parents are also now recommended to remove any pillows, blankets, toys from the crib, so only the mattress, a tight-fitting sheet, and the baby remain. Researchers have found doing so lowers, and significantly, by the way, lowers the risk of sleep-related deaths like sudden infant death syndrome or SIDS, which is, I know many first-time parents really start to worry about this because it just happens. And these new precautions and keeping your baby in the room with you lowers your child's risk of SIDS by as much as 50%. That's a pretty big number.
Yeah. I wonder what the, is it just because you, I wonder why, like what the difference is keeping the baby in the room with you versus having it in a nursery or, you know, in its own room. I wonder what the reasoning is. Is it just you would hear the baby faster?
That's what I would think.
That's the only thing that seems to be missing. I don't understand what the difference is. Is it a parental instinct that kicks in?
Well, I think it's probably listening. I mean, you can definitely hear the sounds that a baby makes, breathing, sleeping heavily. An estimated 3,500 infants are dying every year from sleep-related deaths. That's according to the CDC. And 90% of those deaths happen before the child is 6 months old. Breastfeeding has been found to combat the risk of SIDS as well. The Academy now doing this investigation says it should be done in a bed instead of on a couch or armchair if there's any chance that you might fall asleep while breastfeeding, because a lot of times your mothers are exhausted, they're getting up in the middle of the night, especially if there's other children involved and they're breastfeeding, they fall asleep and that spells big trouble for the baby. So better to be doing it and taking these recommendations, and we'll actually post them up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. You can pass them out to anyone you know who is in the mothering way, right? It's 21 past the hour here on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Minutes past the hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie out on vacation, and this is Rihanna singing about her umbrella, Ella, 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 A. The reason that we're talking about Rihanna is she was making a plea as late as yesterday to help locate her backup singer, her backup dancer who had gone missing. Well, an update to that story, Charlene Quigley, who was a backup dancer for Rihanna and for Beyonce, has now been found safe somewhere in the deepest, darkest parts of New Jersey.
And there are a lot of them.
And there are, right? You would know, Victoria, you're from there.
As a Jersey
girl.
You've got
it all discovered.
Yeah.
She's being treated in a medical facility for an undisclosed reason. We don't know exactly what was going on there, but she was reported missing on Friday by her father. Her phone was found in Chelsea in a Manhattan bridal shop, and her car was found at a Hertz rental agency in New Jersey.
So weird.
She was last seen getting on a bus at the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City around 1 a.m. on Sunday. Rihanna took to Instagram on Monday, posting a video of Charlene Quigley and pleading for anyone who has seen her to notify the North Bergen Police Department in New Jersey. Missy Elliott, who also worked with her, went to social media to spread the information as well. And Charlene Quigley's father said his daughter made a strange comment to her friend recently, such as, "Get ready, it's about to happen, and I'm going to need you to sub for me." That gives me goosebumps. So what do we think if we're playing speculation game here, Victoria?
I mean, when anytime someone in our current day and age says, "Get ready, it's about to happen," I immediately go to terrorism, which is bad, but, like, that's the first thing I think of. This is a very weird story to me. I mean, I wonder, she's 32 years old, she's a dance teacher in Manhattan, she lives in North Jersey. Having your car found at a Hertz rental car agency, that's very shady. Why would you leave your phone in a bridal shop? up. She's not engaged. She's not getting married. That's really weird. This is a very odd story. I don't know. I feel like
there's
she was
mental illness there.
Yeah. I feel like one of the weirdest things is it's not like she just decided to like run away and get out of there. Like she was obviously still doing stuff in the city, even if it was weird stuff. And then I don't know. I think that there's a lot more to be found out in this story.
I think undisclosed reasons means straitjacket.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, well,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe a little.
Maybe there's a padded
50.
Room involved, a padded waiting room. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. But it is a little bit. It's an odd story.
Chris Martin from Coldplay also in the news. He had a really cute moment with his kids this past weekend. On Sunday, his children, Little Fruit Basket, or as they like to call her, Apple.
Banana.
Yeah, and their son, Moses Martin, the children of Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, they stepped into the spotlight delivering two really cool vocal performances at a charity fundraiser at the Malibu Boys and Girls Club. Take a listen. Apple sounds really good here. What's fun here is that their dad, Chris Martin, is actually their band. You've got him on the piano, Beck on the guitar, Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers on the drums.
I mean, that's a pretty impressive backup band.
Apple did this cover of Ariana Grande while Moses did a song by 21 Pilots. Sounds really good,
yeah.
But apparently Moses has a lot of charm, a lot of performance, charisma like his daddy, so there you go. All right, 28 past the hour, it is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Think you see, I'll put you on map, I'll cure you of disease.
The blindness of insecurity. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Most people are not very aware of their insecurities, and that's unfortunate because insecurities can come out in very hurtful ways toward others. Those who feel less than in some way tend to overcompensate by being rude or even mean toward those who may perceive think that they are better. But their insecurities often blind them to their own behavior. They often feel justified in treating others poorly because they believe they somehow have been slighted. When insecure people treat you in rude or mean ways, be easy on them. They are simply blinded by their own insecurities. And rest easy knowing this. No one who is truly at peace with themselves would ever make the effort to be hurtful to you. For more on handling tough situations and emotions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan. And we're playing Justin Timberlake, ladies, not only because we love him and because it's an awesome song. It makes you happy as you're getting up and getting moving in the morning, a little pep to your step. But Justin Timberlake almost went to the slammer. And for not even like a really fun reason. You know, we're just a couple of weeks away from Election Day here in the United States, right? Well, Justin Timberlake, who decided he wanted to do a little early voting, which is allowed in most states, He escaped legal trouble after posting a photo of himself in a Tennessee voting booth. His home state is Tennessee, and recently they made it illegal to take photos in polling places. Now, nobody's been prosecuted yet under the law so far, but the Shelby County DA's office now has Justin Timberlake's case under review. He could have faced 30 days in county jail. They're not messing around if convicted, but Shelby County DA's office said no law enforcement agent, election commission official, or police officer had filed a formal complaint, so the matter was off the table. So that means since no one caught him or complained about it, people just saw it after the fact on social media, they're going to let him go. Plus, I think they can imagine the backlash they'd get from trying to throw Justin Timberlake into jail for taking a selfie. But this is a law, ladies. In most areas, if you're getting ready to go out and vote and you want to get out that cell phone and take a picture of yourself doing it, most states have laws against taking selfies in the voting booth.
I would say
I did not know that.
If you need to take a selfie, then just wait until you get the sticker afterwards and then take a selfie with the I voted sticker.
Thank you. That's
there
what
you
I always do.
Exactly. Priorities.
Who cares
about
the sticker?
Who cares about the voting? The sticker is the important
part.
But
I feel like this election this might be a trend. This might be a problem. Because I think, you know, I mean, I hate the millennial thing. You know, everyone always says, oh, blame millennials for everything. But millennials are going to be voting, a lot of them for the first time. And this is a thing. Like, I mean, selfies and millennials just go hand in hand. And selfies are everywhere. I feel like we're going to see a lot of selfies at voting booths. And Justin, I'm looking at the picture now he posted on Instagram. You can't see anything. Although it does look, he looks like he's in Tennessee. They have a very high-tech voting booth. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, let's talk about that because it is so, I think most people just consider the fact that wherever they vote is how everybody else votes.
Yeah.
But I vote and I live in California. I vote with kind of like a bingo marker. Like it's a sleek version of one of those bingo markers and you put the little bubble thing into your voting holder. They have a ballot that stays there all the time. People share that ballot and then you kind of pound down the marker and it fills in the holes on your ballot. How do you do it in New York, Victoria?
Well, I go to the convalescent home that's three blocks from my apartment on the Upper West Side, and all the nice elderly people escort you in and give you a cookie. I mean, it's like feels like visiting day. Yeah, grandma's. But I'm trying to think. The last time I voted was, I guess, in the last presidential election. No, did I vote in the mayoral election? I don't remember.
Did you vote in the primaries? I mean, that was only last year.
I did vote in the primary.
Bigger story here, Kara. I don't think Victoria's
been
in a long time.
No, I did vote in the primary. You're right, Kara. I did. But it's like pencil and paper. I mean, it's really basic.
That's what ours was too. And I think it even differs by county. It's not even the same. Yeah, in every, you know, throughout the state, because in the county where my parents live, where I voted in the last presidential election, I'm pretty sure that they had something similar to what's in Justin Timberlake's picture where you've got like they give you a card and you stick it in and like, so that's your specific card and you're using a computer to vote. But yeah, mine, you get the little gray packet in the mail that has all of the options and then you take that with you.
Yeah, mine looks, that's exactly what I get.
You like fill that in when you get there.
It looks like a standardized test when you're in second grade and you have to like you fill in the little bubble and you stand in a little thing that has these very flimsy metal flip open dividers so for privacy, but there's nothing electronic at all. And so you go, you fill out your little thing and then you walk over to the nice lady and she puts it through a scanner. And
that's where it goes in New York City. The technology goes. When you talk about people who want to hack the election process, a lot of Americans will go, well, no, I'm using a pencil. Or I'm using a marker or whatever it is.
Right.
But that's when they start reading their election results where people worry about the hacking, I think.
Well, when I first saw the picture, this is bad. But again, this speaks exactly what you're saying, Jen. Everybody's system is so different that you don't recognize sometimes, you know, how different everyone's process is by state. When I first saw the picture of Justin at his little voting machine, I thought he was checking in at the airport. And I was like, I don't understand. Because it looks like an airport kiosk. And I was like, I don't understand why he's going getting in trouble for checking in for his flight. Like, I literally did. I had to really read the story before I realized what he was doing, because it was very high tech.
It is. He's got the monitors in front of him, which is different than I think all of our experience. So maybe it's the rule here is register in Tennessee and vote there. I think, trust me, for me, my vote would be counted a lot more in Tennessee than it would be counted in California. In California, they're like, oh, she's here. Throw hers out back.
The Republican lady
is here. The Republican showed up. We heard the rumor about you. I'm like a unicorn.
You're a
when
unicorn.
I show up to the vote. Yeah, when I go to the voting booth, there's like rainbows behind me. It's pretty funny. Well, some interesting voting traditions. You know, everybody wonders why, or at least I have. Why do we vote on Tuesday? Why do we vote in November? Well, it turns out that the powers that be, many years ago, back in 1845, they thought that Tuesday sounded like a good idea. Since the voting month was November, most residents of rural America had to travel like a significant distance to the county seat in order to vote. Monday was not considered reasonable because many people would begin to travel on Sunday, and that's the day of worship. So they would make it Tuesday so that you could still have your time at church, then you could get in the car on Monday, travel through to go vote on Tuesday. And this just goes to show how times have changed. That was back in 1845 when Tuesdays were recognized. Think about that. We complain when we have to get in our car and go down the street 10 minutes. People in 1845 would get in whatever their transportation mode was and spend over 24 hours getting to the place where they could vote. That's it's a huge difference there.
Yeah. Wow. Now, that is, and then that's sort of the genesis of the Electoral College, too, right? That's the reason why it was set up, because people couldn't travel those long distances, I believe.
Yeah, they were the most informed. And that's exactly right. That's where that started out. You had a representative voting system so that not every single person would have to go and show up. Now, the month of November was chosen, and that's also a little bit outdated now. The Federal Election Commission says that it was because America was once a predominantly agrarian society, and that was the most convenient month of travel for those who harvested the food. So for farmers, November, I guess the weather was still better than it would have been in December, obviously January, before the winter months set in, and it was also the time that everything was already sort of out of the field. So this was most convenient for farmers. Also, since 1787, since the Constitutional Convention, federal law has imposed few constraints on elections, most smaller decisions to the states, but there is one very big law in some states specific laws, in some states they'll call the sheriff to haul you out of the voting booth if you take too long, and that means more than 3 minutes in Indiana. They'll call the police on you if you take too long. In others, like Utah, you won't be able to buy any alcoholic beverages the day of the election, so they want you completely stone-cold sober in Utah.
Wait, even after I vote? Come on.
Yeah, I should be able whole day.
I should be able to prove that I already voted, and you can let me buy my bourbon and stuff. Come on.
And look, I don't have this problem, but a lot of people are holding their nose in 2016, right? This election cycle, kind of rough. I'm thinking that the alcoholic beverage will actually improve voter turnout if they offer maybe even a little schnapps at the polls and clothespins for many to put a clothespin on it and go. 2 years ago, Indiana repealed their Election Day liquor ban, which had been put in place there since the Prohibition era. So just kind of interesting how they have all of these antiquated laws on the books. The I Voted sticker, by the way, first one was printed back in 1986. Each state gets to pick their own design and have their own sticker based on their geographic area. So
I wonder, going back to Justin Timberlake for a second, I wonder when the no photos happened. When did it become a problem that they needed to pass a law against it?
I would imagine it was probably just always that way, and maybe now with the invention of everybody having a camera on their cell phone and taking selfies, maybe now we're actually just hearing about it, perhaps.
Yeah.
No. 888-302-DUG. Connect with us on social media, facebook.com/DJV Show, on Twitter @DJV Show. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by.
Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
There's nothing I like more this time of year, ladies, than some pumpkin spice, whatever. I'm one of those total hashtag white girls that love the PSL. White privilege here all the way, baby, because, it's just, I love it. And, you know, I feel like I've loved pumpkin spice since before pumpkin spice was cool. Well, now, Starbucks has given a little competition to the pumpkin spice latte, which I enjoy this time of year. The Espresso Cloud IPA has joined Starbucks evenings menu nationwide as the chain's first, you know, if you want to say it, technically cocktail. It riffs on a shakerado. What is a shakerado, Victoria? Do we know?
Shakerado, I believe, is when you shake up an espresso and it makes it like foamy.
Huh.
Not like a cappuccino, but it's actually just the espresso itself, and it gets like a head, like a pint of beer. It looks like a Guinness.
Right, it's got that layer of foam on it. Sure. Well, they borrow the foam, they lace it with orange and vanilla, and they create the head of the beer. It's sweetened, citrusy espresso, and then served alongside in a shot glass. I think this sounds pretty fantastic, and Starbucks, pretty genius for starting to serve beer, wine, and now these little cocktails at Starbucks evenings when you go into that coffee establishment. It's 50 past the hour on air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara Schillen.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Pack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie on vacation, and it's Tech Talk time. You can use your hashtag Tech Talk at DJ V Show on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/DJV Show. Let us know if you have any technology questions or any comments on the stories here in our Tech Talk segments. This is an interesting story and one that I think a lot of people are sort of worried about. Everything in your home now, Victoria and Kara, is connected to the internet. I'm talking toasters. I'm talking refrigerators, things you would never in a million years think.
Your thermostat.
Your doorbell. You hear those iRing commercials all over the place.
Yeah.
So how do we protect our home? There's some new information out, Victoria, about protecting your home from bot attacks.
Yeah, well, you know, anything that's on your Wi-Fi router is technically susceptible to being hacked or having bot attacks, which is what happened to Twitter and Spotify and Amazon and all those websites last week that went dark, is because they were overloaded with the system and they were hacked. Now, they weren't hacked for information per se, like the Yahoo email stuff that was so bad and LinkedIn, but they, if you want to prevent your home from being a part of a bot attack or having your home be attacked by other bots, the best thing to do is in your Wi-Fi router or the router that if you have cable access, which most people have, internet comes from their cable company or their cable provider, and that people don't even realize that there is a password password for that. And I realized this yesterday. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't even know what my password is, because whatever came with the cable company, I just installed it and kept the same password. And it's probably password one, which is sort of standard. But the way you can protect yourself, reset your Wi-Fi password. Use an encrypted, the best thing to do is the WPA2 system, and use an encrypted password for that. If your Wi-Fi unit if your router is more than 5 years old, just toss it. They're like $30. It's not worth it. Get a new one. The security is a lot better on the new ones. And if you can reset your actual router from your cable company, do that as well. And that will help protect the rest of your appliances that run on your Wi-Fi unit in your home.
Great advice there, because that's something, I mean, now that everything is connected, it's something you really do want to think about. Now, got to have a little fun, because Halloween just around the corner, Halloween coming up next Monday. Are you ready? Are your costumes ready? Better yet, is your cell phone ready? Is all your social media ready? What's going on? So Kimoji, which I know, Victoria, you have a lot of fun with. These are the Kim Kardashian emojis that you can actually put into your text messages all over the place. There's a Halloween update.
Yes, I'm obsessed with the Kimojis. As everyone who knows me knows, they get a lot of Kimojis and text messages. To buy the Kimoji app is $1.99, but she's done a lot of holiday updates. She did a big 4th of July thing with a lot of American themed stuff that's really fun and cute. And so, of course, she's got a Halloween update, so you can do that now for 99 cents. And it has lots of things like skeletons, pumpkins, and Kim herself wearing a ton of costumes. I actually got a text yesterday from a girlfriend of mine who said, oh my God, I can't believe my life. I just got a costume inspiration from a Kimoji. So,
okay, I have to tell you, this woman is rolling in dough. First, you pay $1.99 for the app, for the Kimoji app. Then you pay 99 cents for the Halloween update. And don't think Christmas isn't right around the corner. These Kardashians know how to score. What about Snapchat?
Well, on Snapchat, they have their the Halloween Bitmojis, which I know I learned on Saturday night as you and I were texting and commiserating about the Dodgers losing, and you had the cutest Bitmoji of this girl crying, and I realized, I'm like, oh my God, that's your Bitmoji.
That's me!
And she has fabulous eye makeup, which you always do in real life, too, so she was super cute. I do not have Bitmojis, but I know everybody loves these, and so on Snapchat, it's free on iOS and Android. You can customize and personalize your own cartoon-style avatar. You can hop back into Snapchat after you download the Bitmoji Halloween update, and then you can use it in Snapchat to have conversations with your friends, and you can have, you know, a witch's hat, you can be dressed as a pumpkin, you can do all the fun Halloween stuff, which is super cute. And then if you still need ideas for costumes, Refinery29, which is one of my favorite websites, they have a Halloween Facebook Messenger bot, which will actually help you figure out what costume is right for you this year. So you can log on to Facebook. Yeah. You can log on to Facebook and chat with their messenger bot. Now, this is a good bot. We were talking about bad bots before. This is a good bot. So you can chat with their bot, and it'll send you photos and ideas, and you can figure out what maybe you're feeling this Halloween season.
BuzzFeed also has this survey right now where you can put in the stuff that you have at home, like a Sharpie and a t-shirt or some nickels or whatever, and it'll give you what your costume should be. They have the fun serial killer. They have nickels taped to your back. You'd be Nickelback. Lots of fun stuff at BuzzFeed.
Do they have a sexy serial killer, though?
Something like, of course, always. They have a sexy goldfish online. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Follow us on Twitter at DJVShow, Facebook.com/DJVShow. It's 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.